sealed God's covenant. So I was listening to him, and then Lauren, he's over at the university, over the one of the colleges. He's one of the pastors there, or whatever. And he said, let us just explain where people can understand what it means about the cross. Because they pushed that message, you know what I mean, there and everything. And I know what it means. I know what the cross means. I know what happened on the cross.
Amen.
I mean, I'm not ignorant. I've studied it. I have revelation, praise God, of what took place on that cross. It wasn't that Jesus just died.
Amen.
I'm talking about that a lot of things took place on that cross.
Right.
Well, he went on and he said, the thing about it is, he said, the cross, what Jesus did on the cross is brought salvation, true.
Amen.
What Jesus did on the cross brought healing, true. Those stripes brought it.
Amen.
But it was sealed on the cross through the blood of Jesus. Forever, for all mankind, for all time. All Jesus was doing was sealing the covenant in his blood. See, the gospel was preached to Abraham. He told him, see, the gospel is not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, like some people think. The gospel was preached way before the New Testament.
Amen.
The gospel was preached to Abraham. And he told him, God told him, it said, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Talking about the lineage, Jesus. Talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Teresa's been teaching us on the church and what her function is. That's the body of Christ. When we come together, we're called. The Bible says, those that do know their God will do exploits, extraordinary things. Those that do know their God. See, I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking, Lord, when I talk to you and I say, Lord, many people say, Lord. Buddha says, Lord. The Buddhist worshipers. They, the ones that worship rats, they call them gods. They call Mother Earth. Does things. This is God. This is Mother Earth thought and all that stuff. See, the Jesus taught us, he says, our Father, where? Who art in heaven. We're talking to the God of heaven. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're not talking to some other God. We're not talking to gods that people bow down and worship. It's not comprehensible to us because we don't see it that people worship other gods. They worship rats, they worship elephants, they worship Buddha, Muhammad. There's a lot of religion out there, but there's a relationship that we have. Not a religion. It's a relationship with the Lord Jesus, with God through Jesus. Jesus sealed the covenant. Healing came through Jesus. Give me Acts chapter 3, man. Give me that Act. He said, then Peter said, silver and gold. Talk about the guy. Here he is. He said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles and bones received strength. Now this year is after the day of Pentecost. Jesus had come and he had taught in Matthew. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their accounts of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their accounts. He had taught them all these things. All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. I mean, he's telling them all these things. I have power to forgive sins. They got upset with him. Scribes and the Pharisees, they got upset with him. Healing, they got in trouble for doing this. We'll see here just shortly. He told them, he said, silver and gold have I none. What he was saying, he said, what I've got will heal you.
Amen.
What I've got right here will heal you. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up. And the dude did. He got up, went up immediately, feet and ankle bones, received strength, went off, went on praising God. Just praising God and everybody seeing it. Well, I'm telling you what God is was speaking to me about this. He said, I seal this powerful covenant and placed it in men and in you and in the body. In this earth, right now, he said, the same spirit, Sandy, begin to bring it up. Don't let the Spirit of God lie dormant in our lives. Hallelujah. He said, I put that spirit in you. He said, you're supposed to, Teresa got attacked this morning. You know, he's been busy getting attacked every Sunday morning. You know, got her message together. She works all week on her message. She don't wait till Sunday morning to get her message together. This woman meditates and works and looks and studies, and that's what preachers do. If you're a minister, you need to be studying. Well, I ain't got nowhere to preach. Wonder why? You've got nothing. Had a guy call me and said, are y'all Baptist? No, message me on message. Are y'all Baptist? No, we're not Baptist. What denomination are y'all? I said, we are not one. I don't label us as a denomination. I don't label us. We're born again believers. We're just following the Lord. The name of the church is what he wanted to name it. I don't know why. I fasted and prayed and sought the Lord and said, God, I can name it Baptist, Methodist. I can name it Pentecostal, Free Will, Underwheel, Overwheel. I can give us a new church going on out here, but God, what are you saying? And God supernaturally, this guy wanted me to come and get him. I'm telling you, the power is in you. And God's will will unfold in the ones that will walk in that power, waiting on the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit, acknowledging God in all of our ways. He'll direct us. Guy wanted to price on some doors. Went up there, and this was I worked with this guy a long time. In there, and I went in there, wrote down what I needed and all that, and I got upset from the guy's desk. I said, how did you get the name of your business? The name of the business was Faithway Feed. And he just looked at me, got up, looked at me. He said, like you think, walked out, shut the door. I thought, I don't know. How does he know what I think? And I'm thinking, man, that was dumb. He didn't even answer my question. Well, Faithway, you know, kind of stuck out to me, Faithway. But it was named Faithway Feed. Started back under in the 60s. God told him where to start. God told him, found out later. God told him what to name it.
Amen.
I found out later. We had this building here, and God done said, just use what you got. See, sometimes you got to have faith in God, where you at and what you got. God, I can't preach. No, you can't. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. God, I'm a woman. No, God made us equal in the spirit. If he called you to be a preacher, he had a donkey preach. Whatever God said you are in that Bible, that's what you are. Well, I go on, you know, I think, well, that was weird. Got him a price, sent him a price, got the job, did work up there for years and years and years. And I went back up there one day and he said, son, I want to pray for you. It's an owner of a major business. I said, well, my God, why don't you just pray for me? He prayed for me and everything, went on and did business with him. Well, I'm down here and getting ready to take the $300 I got to start this church. See, the covenant was already sealed in the blood of Jesus. God's will for me was already sealed on the cross. Hallelujah. But all I had to do is find out what it was. All you got to do is find out what the will of God is. And I mean, walk in that power that he gave you to do his will. Well, I'm up here and I'm cleaning out. I'm cleaning out. And there's a bag that said Faithway Feed. I thought, hey, glory to God, there's a bag in here, from up there. I thought, Lord, you give us this building. Then you hook me up with that right there. You know, God, this is amazing. Well, I go home, clean up. I get home that night, and I'm sitting there listening to Creflo Dollar preach. World Changers Ministries. I'm sitting there listening to him after work, and I'm sitting there. And I don't know what he's preaching, but I'm into it. I'm into what he's preaching, and there's an anointing. There's an anointing came in my living room because I was listening to him, and all of a sudden, Teresa, she's in the kitchen. I can see her right now. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Creflo Dollar. I could have been watching pornography. Wouldn't have got what I got.
Yeah.
I could have been watching Andy Griffin. But my, at that time, I'm like, I got to have more of God. I want God. I'm going to hear preaching. I understand that my mind don't understand this preaching stuff, and my flesh ain't what receives it. I didn't know much, but I knew that my spirit man don't never sleep. I knew that if that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. I knew that my ears were the gateway to my spirit. I didn't understand half of what I understand right now, but I understood that this is me putting more of God in by listening to preaching instead of listening to news or whatever I was watching that evening.
Amen.
And I'm sitting there and I heard the Spirit of God. He said, Faithway Christian Center. And I kind of looked, man, because it was loud. I thought, they Creflo saying that. And I said, glory to God. I stood up and I said, glory to God. This is on the third day of my fasting. See, fasting's good. Doing some fasting before the Lord is good. And Teresa, she ran out, what is it? I said, God just spoke to me. She said, what did he say? I said, I know what the name of the church is. She said, what is it? I said, it's Faithway Christian Center. Let God, I said, if I just got lined up with Faithway Feed, I said, and I'm down there in the building, there's a bag in there that says Faithway Feed. I said, and then I come here and God speaks to me and says Faithway Christian Center. I said, glory to God, faith is the way.
Amen.
It hit me. I'm like, there ain't no other way.
Right.
Faith in God is the way, praise God. But he told him, he says, give me the next one, Beth, whatever that next one is. And the leaping stood up and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now give me the other Acts, whatever it is. Three. Maybe I didn't give it to you.
Acts 5.
Yeah, give me the Acts 5. And by the hands of the apostles, somebody say the hands of the apostles. Not by Jesus. Jesus done ascended. Jesus done went in that upper room. Jesus already gave them power. It says, by the hands of Scotty Weston, by the hands of Johnny, by the hands of Dee, by the hands of Alex. All y'all don't know your names. Put your name in there. By all of these hands. By the church today, he says, were many signs, wonders wrought among the people, and they were all one accord in Solomon's porch, and the rest, there was no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. But he says, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick. They're keeping them away from church. Tracy in there this morning. I knew she's attacked. They diagnosed her with vertigo back years ago. Nothing they can do about it. Nothing took her to the doctor. Nothing they can do about it. Well, you go in, you find your wife stumble over, fall into the wall. You know, like she done drank a bottle of whiskey. Nothing's ever happened to her head or anything. Go on, you know, and comes in and she's sleeping on the couch. I'm having to go do all the stuff for the ministry anymore. All the stuff she can't drive. I'm having to go mow all of my yard, take care of the business. Everything that she was doing was put to a halt. So understand when you have issues. This thing is not convenient, serving God. Ministering the gospel. living for Jesus as a mom, as a father, as a son, as a grandmother, grandfather, whatever the case might be. And I got come in, and she told me after about a year and a half. Somebody say a whole year and a half. My life was disrupted for a year and a half of this burden. Well, praise God, you made it through. You're going to make it through, so quit whining.
Yeah.
About because your tire blew out, or you ain't got enough money to pay your light bill. Take the testimonies and grow from it. Well, go in there one day, and she said, I'm stuck in this body. I'm stuck in this body. I didn't know what the hell to respond to that, Johnny. I mean, she's captive there right there. I can't get up. I can't cook for you. I can't be a wife. I can't go to bed. I can't lay down. I can't cook you nothing. I can't go to church and do ministry. I can't do the things that I want to do. See, we ought to be praising God when we ain't under attack. Praising God that we're able to go to the house of God. Praising God.
Amen.
We ought to be praising God that we have. I praise God that He called me into the ministry. Oh, I've got a tough road to hoe. Especially the way things are now. I can't preach that full Bible now. Well, I was going to go to jail. Well, I was going to prison. I'll start revival in prison. I found out that they went in there an angel went in there and delivered Peter and them because they killed this guy. They healed this guy. He said, gold and silver have I none, but what I give thee in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Then they go home and they take him captive and put him in prison. And an angel of the Lord comes in there and delivers them. Why? Because he wants these signs, wonders, and miracles happening. I mean, when we start laying hands on the sick, some of us don't believe that we have that indwelling power. That's why we don't do it. But anyways, Teresa, I go in there and I say, God, what do I do about this? And he said, tell her she's going to have to fight. Doctors can't do nothing. But I done took her to the doctor. They told her there's nothing that we can do for you. So that leaves only one option, a good one, Jesus. So I go in there, you know, and I tell her, I say, listen, I said, you're going to have to fight. I've been believing God. I said, there's a difference in fighting and believing God. I said, there's total difference in believing God and fighting. She got mad at me. How many knows when you're wrong and somebody gives you the truth, you get mad if you're not careful? Oh, that fat kid. Oh, fat cat Scotty with all that faith. That faith gets me healed.
Amen.
That faith gets my needs met. Hallelujah. You call me fat cat all you want. I'm victorious. You're victorious. Let people say what they may. Just walk it. Walk it and believe God and praise God. And I told her, I said, listen, don't get mad at me. I said, God just spoke to me and told me that the only way out of this for you is to fight. Well, you know what she did? Turned off all that secular TV. Turned off all that stuff. Got her focus in on Jesus. Got her scriptures. Went and got her Bible. Got all the healing scriptures out of the Bible. And wrote them down and made her a list. And praise God. And when I go in, there's preaching on. When I leave out, there's preaching on. There's preaching on. We got it 24/7 going on. And then I'm in the truck and I'm rebuking the devil and I'm listening to praise and worship. I'm fighting with her. I'm going to fight with her in this, and I'm going to lay hold of the things right here that's in this Bible that I know that I'm called to do as a believer, not as a Christian, as a preacher. I mean, no, you're called to lay hands on the sick, not preachers. You're called to cast out devils. You're called to lay your hands on your body and tell it to line up with the Word of God that by, listen, He sealed it on the cross. So she's going out on the porch holding everything and wobbling. I got her a chair where she wouldn't fall out. And she rolled around the house in a chair. It was painful for me. Sure it was. To see somebody that's used to doing it all and can't do nothing. being there and taking care of all, and I've got to do it all. And I had to do it with gladness. Yes, Lord, you'll anoint me to step up and be in her place for now, Lord. Lord, you'll increase the anointing. See, that's what you got to do when things are not the way you want them to be. And no, you've got to just rise on up in that anointing and that grace in your life and believe that God will bring His supernatural into your situation and bring a God answer. Well, you know what? Praise God. It took about 2 or 3 months. Somebody said things don't happen overnight. You need to have that in your head. Things sometimes don't happen overnight. God's working something. The Bible said it is Him that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's working it on the inside of us to lay hands on the sin. He's working it on the inside of us to be bold against the kingdoms of this world that wants to quieten down Christians, that wants to tell us, shut up, and Christianity is not important anymore. You know, but let drugs just run rampant and sex trafficking and taking babies and abortion and all of that stuff when we need this kind of power. Hallelujah. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as the lion. You're righteous. I don't feel righteous. Yeah, but Jesus made you righteous. The Bible says we have been made the righteousness of God in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's not whether you feel righteous or not. It's not whether you, I mean, I've not got it all together here. You might think that I'm just perfect and I'm just full of faith and I never make mistakes and wrong choices and got it all figured out, but you're wrong. All I know is Christ and Him crucified. I know He was crucified, buried, and raised, and I've been crucified, buried, and raised, and I don't look at what I am right now as the finished product, praise God. Therefore, I'm going to operate in the power while I'm in the transformation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Come in one day, she met me at the door, had the keys in her hand. That's what you do. He said, going somewhere. I said, well, give me them keys. She said, heal people, drive. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you for them angels. Thank you for them angels. I mean, no, you don't get in the car with somebody drunk. I mean, if she's drunk, we're going somewhere. True story, man. I looked at her and I thought, bless God, you know what? She's right. Heal people, drive.
Amen.
She's going by faith now. She's believing God. And you know what? We went on. She drove. And I told the Lord, thank you for the angels that are encamped around about us, watching over us, able to keep us, lest we dash our foot against. I mean, it's just good to stand on the word in troubled times.
Amen.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Praise God. I mean, for you know what? Praise God. It was totally gone.
Hallelujah.
Totally gone. See, a lot of issues in our life is because we don't fight. Because everything was done sealed at the cross. Healing was sealed on the cross. Jesus took those stripes. By Jesus' stripes, ye were healed. Isaiah 53 bore our sins. I mean, chastisement of our peace was on Him. Stupidity was locked up out of Him. And so, it was gone. Well, she come to y'all, tacking her every Sunday. Every time she has to minister. Listen, when you go to do things for the Lord and you get attacked every time, you better get a clue that you're under attack from doing the will of God. People laying in bed right now, I'm sorry, I'm on you every day. Don't listen to me. I'm not going to lay down and cow down to the Bible. You should be in church.
Amen.
Just shut us off. And then when we're raptured out of here, try to find us. Yes. We won't be here with you.
Amen.
We won't.
Amen.
People need to be in the house of God this morning. I understand you're out there in TV land and on the internet and you can't come to Blountsville, but fast and pray and find where God wants you to be and then get planted in that. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of God. It don't say those that listen to it on Facebook. China has an underground church. They can't gather like we do. They get put in prison. So they all fast and pray. And every week God tells each individual where they are going to meet. Nobody tells everybody. And they meet. That's a true story. Underground. It's called underground church. I think they're the church on the hill. Shining over here. Telling us. Y'all can't even get out of bed because it's raining.
Right.
To go to church this morning. It's inconvenient to you. They're going to take up an offering. Well, go buy you. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm telling you right now, I'll drive and come Friday evening. Me and my wife go to eat most of the time. We go out to eat. I shut down the business at 3 o'clock on Friday. Why? I am destined to spend time with my wife. Just me and her, no cell phone.
Amen.
Went to the restaurant over there, and they're over there, husband's over there, the kids are over there, and all nine of them around the table's got Facebook going. Hey, hand me the salt. Hey! Yeah. Hand me the salt for the third time, please. Don't even know what this says. And so I purposed in my heart, cell phone, you are not separating me and my wife. Ain't no man been able to do it. Ain't no devil been able to do it. And you sure. Bless God, ain't going to be able to do it with a cell phone. So these times you're gone. I looked at my phone. Teresa, take your phone with you yesterday. I said, no. No cell phone today. Well, I might need to get in touch with you. Drive over there. I am not going to pay that cell phone no attention today or Sunday.
Amen.
Leave me a message. I'm not telling, I mean, you might think that's stupid. What did we do before it? What did we do before Facebook and MyChat? What did we do?
Right.
What did we do when we had the landlines? We didn't have to be in touch with everybody all the time. Listen, I don't post it on Facebook to see how everybody feels about what I say. I can care less about what people feel about what I say. I try to say what I believe and what I mean, have gathered from the Bible, and I don't need recognition to express that.
Amen.
And if Facebook wants to throw me off, I'll go to Walmart and cancel them.
Amen.
I'm paying Facebook. They better get a clue. It ain't cost me nothing. Yes, it does. Go up there to Walmart and ask them how much Facebook gets of that $50 you're paying. For them to tell me I can't preach about Jesus, I can't talk about COVID, I can't talk about, you know, Jesus is bigger than COVID. Well, shut me off. I didn't have you before it come to where we had a platform. But God had people coming, picking me up in limos and taking me to Georgia and everywhere else to preach the gospel. But I was down here on fire. Hallelujah. You called to preach? I ain't no word preach in 20 years. When's the last time you fasted for the ministry God gave you to steward over? When's the last time you spent time dissecting the Word of God? You spent time asking the Holy Spirit, build in me, God, what you put in me, Lord. Make me the one. My pastor, he told me one time, he said, I'm going to evangelize. I said, just listen, be willing to go wherever God wants you to go. Well, he went from pastor and sat in one place. Same place all the time. I don't know why I'm on this. This ain't my message, but it's good enough for me. See, we can't be candies.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why the devil's attacking me. I do not love the Lord, and I'm trying to do it. That's why he's doing it. Stop whining.
Amen.
Take a little heat, man. Take a little heat to bear up under pressure. Jesus already said, there is no temptation taking you other than it's coming to man. But with that temptation, God has made a way of escape, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
It don't mean he's going to deliver us out of everything. Teresa this morning come through there, and she's attacked again, drunk. I see her walk sideways across the living room. I thought, oh my God, Sunday morning again. Sunday morning again. I see her every morning. I don't see that. Sunday morning again. I said, what's up? Devil don't want me to preach this morning. I said, well, he's a defeated foe, lady. Right. Yep. I said, she said, I'm telling you right now, but God, he's not going to stop me from teaching on the church. Well, there you are. She's determined.
Amen.
That's why she get up here and said, you know, you can't just quit when you're going through stuff. If I quit preaching because I'm going through stuff, you would not be sitting right here right now. All of y'all that just enjoying it, you'll be like, where are we going to go to church? What happened to Brother Scotty? I'm doing the same thing you do, running. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
There's never a convenient time to serve Jesus. There's never a convenient time for your house for you to get out to have Oak Park surgery, or like Richard, have that surgery, or like Sandy Neeser. She worked for herself. She's got bills. Everybody's got bills, right? Y'all ain't got no bills. We're just going to come live with y'all. Figure out how y'all did it. Be happy then. What has everybody got to do? Got to lay hold of that thing. Jesus took on himself poverty that we might be, through his poverty, we might be made rich. We got to think rich. We got to think all my needs are supplied according to your riches, God. God, you said, and don't put no pressure on people. Don't put no pressure. Don't put no faith in anything other than him and what he did at Calvary's Cross. And God sealed his covenant through Jesus. Well, go through there. She does something. She's coming across there this morning, and she gets choked on whatever she had in her mouth. I heard it. You know where? She's trying to breathe. I looked over, and she's just like blood red, man. Can't breathe. You know? I looked down over my, I had on some reading glasses. I looked over my normal message, and I don't like being disturbed, you know. And so I looked over there, and I said, you all right? I looked back. She got worse. She could breathe. She said, no, no, all right. I can't breathe. Well, what'd you do? Swallow and spit? No, it was that M&M. So anyway, she gets up, you know, and I said, this black God not going to happen this morning, black God. I jumped up. She went in there in the kitchen. I went in there and prayed. God grabbed her by the arm. I said, listen to me. I said, it's sealed on the cross, black God. I said, I'm going to pray for you and rebuke this idiot one more time. I said, well, we'll rebuke it. So we just stood there, and I started praying in tongues, praise God. And then I spoke to her body. I said, you foul demon, I command you right now to loose this body. This body belongs to God. She's healed in the name of Jesus. Get under our feet. Loose her in the name of Jesus. You're not going to hinder anything that God started. See, you got to take authority. That's part of your fighting.
I'm going to church this morning. My toes hurting.
Well, I'm going to call you next Saturday morning. Like I did, I cut wood and busted it all day. I worked out all them hurts and pains. Amen. By the end of the day, you'll be ready to go to bed, and Facebook won't influence you one bit. You'll say, oh, Jesus, give me sweet sleep tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Man, you're quiet. This ain't rough. This is real. My life's real. I don't know about you. There's a real devil that's been trying to stop me from serving Jesus for 28 years.
Right.
He ain't stopped. He ain't slacked up, but God, but I got power over him. Give me the next one, man. There came a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. How many of them? Every one of them was healed. Don't you know we have the same Jesus today? There's not a lot of people. I mean, I'm starting to. This guy, he messaged me on Facebook. Messenger. Are y'all Baptist? I said, no, we're not Baptist. I started telling y'all the story. He said, y'all testify? And I said, yeah, we testify. I said, I started service off and asked if anybody wants to testify. See, I'm hoping every one of y'all got a fiery testimony every time I say that. Something you've been believing God for, and God's did 2 or 3 days before. And you just can't help yourself but to tell it. not some fake stuff. I'm talking about something Jesus, because you're fasting, sowing seed, believing God, walking in the Word, saying these signs will follow them that believe, and you're a believer and all that. Because that's happening, you see signs, wonders, and miracles happening in your life. And my life. And then he gets on and he says, yeah, I was called to preach 3 months. No, he said, do y'all have business minister? And I said, yes. I'm just answering yes, yes. Yeah. I said, ask any questions you want to. And then when he said, well, I was called to preach 3 months ago. I said, yeah, stay submitted to your church and under the leadership of your... You're not preaching here 3 months. I was just easily letting him know. Good, that's good, good, my friend. Stay submitted to the authority that God has put you over at your church. Serve their faithfulness and serve well and be obedient. And study. Study your Bible. Study as often as you can. I'm telling this young preacher today. Study as often as you can. I said, where when God opens doors for you, you're ready. Stay under the authority that God's given you. Study your Bible. Serve faithful there. Serve faith. Travis has come to, I've come here when I wasn't able to get out of bed. And I don't need a pat on the back. I didn't need you. No, you didn't even know it. Teresa tells, she tells me all the time, she said, I don't never know really if you're under the weather or all that. She don't even know it. Now when I'm been in the flesh half the day, I walk in and she'll say, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, well, I ain't said nothing. That's what I'm talking about. That look on your face. I know something's going on. Something's going on.
Yeah.
I said, listen, I've been in the flesh half the day. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I don't need lying.
Yeah.
I've been giving in to all that trouble. I've been getting angry. I've been getting mad. I've been talking a little ugly to people. I've been getting a little short-tempered.
Yeah.
I've been in the flesh half the day. Just leave me alone. Let me get over it.
I need something. You can look in your eyes and you can tell.
I mean, those people look in our eyes and they can tell whether we're good or not. Mm-hmm. I'm telling when Johnny comes in, boy, he goes, spraying chicken. Spraying chicken. He been spending time with God. I mean, I don't know how long you've been serving the Lord. I know people 30 years. I get around them and they're like, oh, what's wrong, man? What's wrong? I've been going through hell. How long have you been going through hell? Ever since we got saved, man, it got over again. You're 30 years old, man. Why don't you do some fact?
Man.
Well, my wife is the devil. I said, supposed to be under your feet.
Man.
Your wife ain't the devil. Hey, I know what it is. Preacher told me one. Fine, Christian. She made me mad and beat the porch down. I'm going to jail every Sunday morning. I mean, Sunday after church and going on Thursday night. And I go in and said a few words. And I don't remember what she said. And I just got mad, so it got me a big old stick, and I just beat the porch down. But God, I beat it slap down on the ground. It felt good while I was beating it down. I got her down, and I said, how you like that, baby? Why don't you come out here? What, man? She's in there, fight like that, preacher, you are. Shut the door. Fine preacher, you are. I'm sitting there and I'm like, good God Almighty, it took me a year to save the money for this porch. I mean, I had her all said that.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a year to save money to build. 412 and 10 and 10, it took me a year to build it. I tore that sucker down in 10 minutes. I mean, tore that sucker slap down. You know, and then she's fine preacher. So I understand when your wife's your little critic. She's right. Fine preacher you are, go over there and tell him, I live holy as he's holy, and you beat the porch down. And they want to beat your wife, man.
Come out here. Come out here. What are you going out here?
She'll probably whoop me. You heard her this morning, I'm bigger than he is. She bigger than me. If we ever got into it, I had to take her to the ground first thing. Don't give her no time to get you by the herd ahead. Just take her down. If I ever think she's really going to get me, I'd take her down. I'd be like, you're going to the ground. You better back off me. Don't go around me now. You're going down.
Yeah.
She don't care. I'm like a little boy, you know. So here we go. Boom. We're going down. Then I take her arms and do them like this and lock her feet up where she couldn't kill me. Yes, sir. I tell her, she'd be, you're choking me. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to let you go. You better not punch me in the nose. She pop you right quick, boy. Poof. See, I understand critics. I understand, hallelujah. But you know what now, praise God? I mean, I can take it. Boy, she can just, she don't do it. But I mean, she'd say all manner of stuff against me, and I'm like, ah, you're in the flesh. You're just in the flesh. I'm not getting mad. See you later. I'm going to talk to the cows. So I get in the truck and go talk to the cows. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Stout the hay, and we'll get rid of y'all too. See, look, I don't take life so serious that I'm going to let it bring me out from under the anointing on my life that destroys yokes and lifts burdens on a personal basis, praise God. I'm going to meditate on God's word. I'm going to walk in the power of God. I'm going to go into all the world in a deeper way and preach the gospel. We are going to have way more ministry. We've got prison ministries that God, but they're in me. I know they're in me. I've been down there to them, and I've been to the prisons, the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails. I've been in these places. I've been to the women's tuck out of prison. I've been into these places that God opened doors, and God was training me for people that he's going to send in the last days, and some of y'all are some of them, and some of y'all listening by way of internet or some of them, that is going to go into these places and going to bring the gospel, and they're going to be healed and signs and wonders, and people are going to come to Jesus. They're going to get saved and healed in the nursing homes and in the hospitals. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be the one to help lead into it. Hallelujah. Give me the Mark 16. We got this few. It says, and these signs shall follow them preachers.
Yeah.
Are you a believer?
Yeah.
Have you believed on the Lord Jesus? Yeah. You know, the scripture said, Jesus said in Acts, he said, Paul said, there is no other name under heaven where men can be saved other than the name of Jesus. Salvation come through Jesus alone. Power came through Jesus alone. Jesus made the statement. He said, no man comes to the Father except by me. Had one of Teresa's uncles. Lived a pretty rough life, brothers, and you know, everything. And God begins to deal with him about getting right with Jesus. And he tries to go to God. He tries to go to God. He's trying to talk to God. And God spoke to him. He said, and felt a hand like on my shoulders and turned me and said, you must go through Jesus. You got to get saved before you come to me. Mm-hmm. That's scripture.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, he's trying to talk to God. He's trying to go to God. And God turns him and says, you got to go through Jesus. You got to come to me through Jesus. And Jesus said it, no man comes to the Father except through the Son. That's why we have a relationship with the Lord, with Jesus. That's why we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's why we talk to God through Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the mediator between me and God.
Amen.
You and God. He's the mediator. He's the in-between. He stood in between. He's still in between.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he says that these signs ought to be following our lives. Now I'm going to call the church, baby. Let's fast. I'm starved to death. Nope, you got about 63 pounds over. Takes a long time to starve to death. But people feel that way. The way your belly feels. And I've had a hot dog whoop me by 9 o'clock. Get up 4 o'clock, go, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm fasting today. I'm going to set this time aside, Lord, that every stronghold be broken, according to Isaiah 58, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my light is going to spring forth in darkness, and, Lord, obstruction at noonday will be done away with in my life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to be closer to you through this fast, praise God, and make up my mind, glory to God, I'm fasting today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I release it to see. And have to stop and get gas and go in and earn some hot dogs. Ooh, man, best smelling hot dogs I ever smelt in my life that morning. They were so strong, they just drove me right over there. And I thought, well, bless God, maybe I missed God on fasting today. I fixed me a hot dog, got me some chips, and enjoyed that meal. Afterwards, I felt like I'd been defeated. I got defeated by a hot dog. And now when I set out the fast, they ain't no hot dog, they ain't no hamburger, ain't nothing. I mean, people have absolutely brought me biscuits that would never buy you a biscuit. You think, man, Jesus rose from the dead for real. And a bunch of thieves ain't buying you nothing. I've had cakes cooked and brought to me. They had the thought night before to cook me a cake, Richard, a big cake. Because I was going on the streets. That thought didn't come from Jesus. Because I made up my mind the night before. I'm laying there 10, Lord, I'm going to fast tomorrow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Satan hears it. I'm going to set a few days to fast. I mean, every morning somebody brought me biscuits, somebody brought me cake. I'm talking about a donut, everything. And then when the fast is over, me, y'all got the donut? Nah, put it down now. Wasn't shocking to me. I thought this was set up by the enemy, trying to get me not to fast. I remember one time I was fasting. I went on a 3-day fast. I'm going 3 days. And I didn't know, I thought when you fast, just don't drink, eat, or nothing. It was summertime too, boy. Time I got done, I needed some lip gloss. I was parched up, boy. Parched. My old lips, Teresa didn't want no sugar. I look like I've been out in the desert driving the bone, man. I'm about the third day fasting. Pastor told me later, he said, oh, man, drink some water. You'll drink water, man. Drink plenty of liquids, man. Don't do that stuff. That's not good. That's not healthy for you. I said, oh, really? Well, I didn't know it. I'm fasting anyways, praise God. This third day, these guys brought lunch. It was nearly lunch. And they're out there and they're laying brick. Hot, man, July and August, tote sheetrock. I'm tote sheetrock. Hot in there, man. And I told everybody, so let's take us a little break. I walked up there and then went to lunch and had that 55, had that in the barrel, that water hose in that 55-gallon barrel, and they forgot to turn it off. And I mean, about the time I stepped out there, it started boiling over. It sounded like a waterfall. That water. I thought, man, I want to dive off. I thought about just diving off head first, down in that barrel. And I mean, sucking that whole 55 gallon up, boy. I felt like I could drink the whole 55. I'm on the third day of a fast, not one thing on my tongue, nothing. I'm dry. I couldn't even talk. My tongue wouldn't move hardly. I'm dry. You don't believe it works like that? Just try it. Don't drink and eat nothing. But you know what? I've seen miracles in my marriage. I've seen miracles on the streets. This one particular time, these thunderstorms coming. That's why I'm so passionate about the power. You know, I hadn't been too much church. I started reading that Bible and started laying hold of these things. I cast out devils all the time. I lay hands on sick. People get healed. They get healed. When they want it, and they believe, I'll preach to them just a few minutes. You believe Jesus died for it. You believe he took those stripes on. Pray God. And I'll be like, now when we pray, when I pray for you, you receive it. You receive it, and then you don't go by your body or nothing else. When I pray for you, I'm going to release my whatsoever things I desire. When I pray, believe that I'll receive it, and I'll have it. And when I pray, you have faith in God, and God's going to do it. I ain't got the power to do it, but I got it. I've got that indwelling power of God. Not within myself, but greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in you. Pray for him. Went on the streets one night. This lady, she comes down. She was kind of an outcast in churches. They wasn't all here. Many, whatever. her husband wanted to sing, and God, the dogs left. He starts saying that he loved Jesus now. He wanted to sing. Come up to him, I'm going to sing three songs. I said, no, I'm not here. Not tonight. I'll sing two. I said, no, not tonight. I said, what's your shortest one?
It's this one.
I said, okay, man, I'm going to let you sing that one. I said, but don't, you're not singing three. You're going to sing that the quickest. I'm letting the dude, I'm trying to under him, you know. Well, he sings. The anointing come on, old dude. I mean, it sounded good. I'm like, gosh, man, he's under the anointing right now. Like, this dude couldn't hold a tune in the bucket, man. You know, he's singing pretty good. He's under the anointing. I'm watching the supernatural. I'm like, supernatural's here. That's what's going on. I haven't been saved about 3 months. I'm like, supernatural's going on here. That's what the case is here. Comes up there and he gets done. I get up and anybody need prayer? Church, I mean, the parking lot's full. This is on Friday nights. People coming out, driving up, and listening to it in their car. Anybody need prayer? Here comes his wife across there. Got glasses that thick. I'm just talking. She had eyeballs coming through there. Looked like I could knock you out if you're 3 foot from you. You know, and glasses magnified. She comes across there on a walker. Comes across there. And I stepped down there and I said, what you need there? I don't forgot her name now. I want to be able, Brother Scotty, to see my Bible when I read. These glasses, I can't see to read the Bible anymore. And I want to be able to see to read the Bible. I love Jesus. I love him. And I can't read about him anymore. I can't see it. And I said, well, bless God, we're going to take care of that. I'm thinking, I'm going to lay hands on the sick here, man. Especially in things of the Lord. Anyhow, I said, just slip your hands up, but God. I said, when I pray for you, I said, you believe you receive your sight. It's all in the Bible. They received their sight. I said, it's in the Bible. I said, Jesus ordained us. I said, he's ordained me to lay hands on you. He's ordained you to receive it, praise God. I laid hands on that little woman, praise God, and I spoke to her eyes, and I said, I command you to see in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that she'll be able to write, read her Bible without those glasses in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe I receive it right now, and I told her, I said, it's done in Jesus' name. Well, nothing happened. I turned around, and I thought, bless God, it happened. I turned around, and I said, you got it, go on, you got it. I wasn't going to give her time to say that. I didn't get it. No, you got it. She wakes up at 2 o'clock that night. Went screaming, running through the house. Screaming and praising and leaping and jumping and praising. Woke up, the husband goes in.
God, what has happened to you? She said, I couldn't see the Bible without my glasses. I got it. I got my healing.
And she didn't have her walker. She's running through the house. And then all of a sudden, she stops right in the middle. And she begins to jump up and down. Her husband was telling the story. She begins to jump up and down and praise God. And she said, I got my feet healed and I didn't even ask for it. Amen. He healed her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Amen. That woman, for as long as I knew her, come on that street for 3 years. Praise God. And I mean, had maintained her healing for 3 years. She's going to be with the Lord now. But God is telling us right now, he's the same God today. I mean, we Satan wants us caught up in our troubles and our trials and how we feel and the way things look to what people say until we're not giving the attention to him and his power in our lives. So I want to encourage you. The covenant was sealed in his blood. And the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Don't let your words begin to dwindle on being in line with the Word of God. Because that's really your faith. You're swaying your faith. Because the Bible says, my mouth will speak the abundance of the heart. And God told me just earlier, you know, today. He said, son, he said, I want you to do more exploits in my name than you ever have thought about that you've already done. He said, I want signs, wonders, and miracles. He said, and I'm pouring out my spirit. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit. He said, there's going to be a pouring out of my spirit in this last day. He said, and the ones that are in position, the ones that are watching, like with Gideon, They're not giving in too much about what's going on around them. He said, those are the ones that's going to receive. He said, those are the ones that's going to get God breakthroughs in their marriage, in their life, in their finances. He said, because they're going to take the power and run with it. So that's y'all. That's the word for this church, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just